different stuff. Okay. That's, but that one's the poison.
So let's go over the Mishnah first with the Rav. That's all. Hashiki shavisala. Even chalo shall tfas hamayon. Hamayon nichnosim lo derechei asher b'leifno. Umashkin bo aveitz. In mali mimeno mali mechatos. Because milu mechatos has to be done in Ikea. Just the reverse of shuvim. If, let's say, it will be gabi shuvim, if you can tell the Kehle, it becomes possible. Milu mechatos has to be done dafka in Ikea. Then the Shem Kehle is poka, so then you cannot be mali mechatos. Shrikes, in other words, it's a hallowed out stone, and it has a biskibo. In other words, there is a hollow part in the stone, and there's a biskibo. So, it's a kele. Say, in maulimeno, maim vichatos. So it's not a kele. It's not a kele. So mele, in maulimeno, because milum vichatos has to be done in a kele. This is kalki.
Is it a paraduma?
Yeah, about mechatos.
Mechatos. We're drawing water.
Because the ifa pora has to be placed in that kele, and then you pour the mayim chayim on top of the ifa pora. Everything has to be done in the kele. So then the Rav says a mikvah yeshiva, and that is mentioned by the Rav and by the Rosh, but not by the Rambam in Pirkei of Paul. The same Mishnah is in Paul also. Same Mishnah, exactly the same Mishnah. So the Rav says here, V'hoche Meire Mizela Mechubea Shechokike Vafur Tosh שחיברי בלבסי חוקיקי הויל ולהוי עולו שם כלי ביטולוש אין חושב כלי. The Rambam in Perkei of Paul applies this Mishnah to a shekes that is mamesh in stolen car, not a tolush dike, a year to fall tolush dike stone, and then you hollowed it out and you installed it in the car. But it has reference, according to the Rambam, it's the same Mishnah in Pirkei of Paul. So he said that according to the Rambam in Pirkei of Paul, so this shakers has reference to a shake, a natural shakers in Karaka. You know, you find in Brias in Ibrahim, you find stones that have a hollow part. Mishesis in Ibrahim. That's, it's not that it was tolush and then you installed it and you hollowed it out, but mamesh a mechuba dike
stone.
Now let's see,
it could be by natural,
by water. Mr. Please don't interrupt me, it's very late, right. Please don't interrupt me, please, and I had a lot of pain. And when I concentrate, I say Shia, I feel no pain. But when you interrupt me, so everything starts. Please have consideration, Mr. Minkes. You can ask all your questions after the Shia. You don't have to ask it in the midst of the Shia. You have to concentrate. You have to have consideration for my condition. One bakosha I have from you. I have no other bakoshas. Just one bakosha. I'm not a regular person. I have to cope with pain. And I cope with pain by learning. So when I concentrate on something, I have no pain. But when you interrupt me, so then the concentration is interrupted, and then again the pain. Pirkei in Paar Mishnah Zayin. Shekes Mokein. What is that? It's small atheist. Mokein what?
Mikur.
Mikur, yeah. Is captured by Amayim Vakibut Menu Shikasim Samayim. The Omar Shebiha in Yebe Chafiro. It's not like the Rambat's Mor and the Rash and the Rosh that we are dealing with a stone that was knocked out, hewed out from the mountain. And then you hollowed it out. And then you installed it. So then it depends whether it's Chokike with safe Kaveh or Kaveh with safe Chokike. But the Rambam says, no, this deals with the natural shakes that has a hollowness. You find machines in the place, you find stones that have a biscuit, but it was never hewed out, knocked out from the mountain. So he says, V'yomar shebeha im yeh bechviro v'yoshuv tzorosi kozeh akli. You see, many things are missing. Actually, there was a diagram here, but in these gemoras, the diagram is missing. That means it's not a good gemara, I mean, because it should have all the diagrams. Sometimes the diagrams are not accurate, but they should have it. So in these gemoras,
where are we reading from?
Perikei of Paro Mishnah Zayin. Yeah. Yosef Tzorosi Kozeh, but where is the Tzorah? Kezakli, Vizeh Yimsa Bereg Orim. Bereg Orim, you find it in a natural way. Hinei loy nechshevok moi kli avonim. Ava mishpoto mishpas chafiro. Keetze moritz. So then it's kark, it's not a kill. The implication being, suppose it's not a natural shakes. It is a shakes, a stone that was knocked out from the mountain and then it was installed and hollowed out, regardless whether it was chokikei v'lip seif kov or kovri v'lip chokikei, then you can use it for mil mechatz. And that is mistaba like that, because the Gemara says, the Braise says, tzimra shechokikei v'lip seif kovei. If it's chokikei v'lip seif kovei, so in other words, it was made into a biskibul first while it was bitosh, and then it was installed in the karaka, so it had a shame kli bitolush, so paisel samik. But kovei v'lip seif chokikei, if it was installed while it was a stone without biskibul, and then after it was installed you made a biskibul, since it didn't have a biskibul bitolush, he does not pass the mikveh. So the Gemara in Bor Kameh, the Gemara in Bor Basra says that it's only because Shurim is the Rabbanon. So we make a distinction between Kovei v'lip seif chokikei and chokikei v'lip seif kovei. That if it is chokikei v'lip seif kovei, it is possible because it is an kli bitolush. But if it was kovei v'lip seif chokikei, it never had a biskibul bitolush, so then it's kosher. But if shuvim would be the raise, let's say according to the Shainim, that kuli shov and kubi shov is the raise, so then it would be possible even the case of kovei v'lip seif chokikei, because do you pass like the mandoma the tolush lisif chibri avitolush? Tolush lisif chibri avitolush. That's why Reb Lezer says in Bobasra, Reb Samar Zayin, that daf shekovi boras, you know, in the bakeries, you have a wooden log of wood, the daf, and then when the baker takes out the loaves of bread from the furnace, while it's very hot, he puts them on that daf.
Peel, it's called.
How do you call it?
A peel.
Peel? How do you spell it?
I did P-E-E-L.
Yeah? I didn't know. Okay. Anyway, so then, the halacha is that it's mikabel tumah. The shaila is only because Pshuti Kleitz. So Pshuti Kleitz is Mikavu Tum Trais, the Rabbonon, Misham Shiodom, Misham Shikeli Mori. That all, but Pshuti Kleitz, under certain conditions, some Mikavu Tum. But it's Mechuber. It's Tokua in the case. The answer is Tolosh, people have a Tolosh. And here it has no biskip. So the Gemara says, because here it's a question of either I say, so there's no difference whether it had a Shem Klibi Tolosh or it didn't have Shem Klibi Tolosh. Tolosh, so say, Pshuti is Avetom. Why do we say, Tzina Shechoki Kebli Pshayif Kovein? Tzina Shechoki Kebli Pshayif Kovein. So, is possible. But Kovu Sipchoki is Kosha, because Shuv Mizrabon, and according to Shem, the Trif Shov, Kuli Shov, is the Raise, so in Achnam it will be possible even by Kovu Sipchoki. So now the question arises, here it's a question of the Raise, Milu Mechatos, not like Shuv that is Mizrabon. So since it's a question of the Raisa, there is no difference whether Kovil is in Chokkei or Chokkei is in Chokkei. And even if it is Kovil is in Chokkei, it didn't have the Chalation Kele Tolosh. It didn't have. But Tolosh is in Chibri Zabe Tolosh. Only it's a Kula in the Rabbonus. But here it's not the Rabbonus. So let's see what the Rav says. Wenn die Katschin bo, in Leisten ich verporal am Mayim Shem Seho. Dei noch Tshuva Kli. Wie auch am Eire, wie Sela Mechuba. Shechokike, vafilu Tolush. Shechokike. Vafilu Tolush. Shechibrei vlipsef Choki. So you cannot use it for Milu Mechatus, implying, but if it is Chokike vlipsef Kovei, then you can use it. But Tolosh Lisefchibre is Avetolosh. And even though he did never had Ishem Kilevitolosh, like that Shekovei the Kesa. Only in Ligabishuvim, that's in the Rabbonah. Vulhoyo all of Shem Kilevitolosh in Hoshevim. So that's the Kasha by the Mishnah. But what the Rav says, the Rash says, and the Rosh says. But the Rambam is Rik. So the Rambam doesn't require an explanation. But the Rash and the Rosh require an explanation. I want to go over the first in the Mishnah. What is the aloha of a summit person? In other words, if a kele, if a kli cheres is in a bias of a mess, so then it becomes the Unless the keli is completely sealed, without a crack, the slightest hole, completely tightly covered, that's a mitzvah. Then it's not mikabutum. But suppose it has any nekev. Has any nekev. Even if the nekev is less than a tefach, 10 pesach tefach, so then the tumah is not less. Mashainke, that's halach in Kele. So in order to be to protect it against becoming contaminated in a bias, in an ALMS, it has to be tightly covered, without any nikob, without any pores. Mashainke, if it's not a Kele, if it's not a Kele, suppose there is a big room, and then you put up a wall. No, let's say this room. You put up a wall, a mechitz, and then a mess is on one side of the wall, and then there are all kinds of things, and there is an odom and kelim. I mean, only klicheres requires some cost. I mean. And then there's an Odom and Eichlim, you know, on the other side of the wall. So even though there is a Nekev in the wall, so an Odom can stay on the other side of the wall, because in order that Tumah should be Eitzes, it requires a Nekev of Milei Tefach. tefach, but suppose the nekev is less than a tefach, so then tumo is not yetzis. In other words, suppose, let's say, suppose, I mean, that is negiel maiz. I don't think there is any practical problem. You know, when a kohen visits a chele in the hospital, some poskim, the kohen shouldn't be mevakeh chele, and I resent that psak, because if it had been the halacha that way, fine. And even if the halacha hadn't been like that, one wants to be machmir when it's not at the expense of unfortunate people and the expense of mitzvahs, also fine. I don't care. Person wants to be machmir, let him be machmir. But to be machmir at the expense of not allowing, let's say, of not allowing a relative, a good friend, to visit a chele. Why? Because in the hospital they always have meisim, you know. But the meisim, the moment somebody dies in a room, they immediately put in, you know, how do they call that room?
Mortuary.
The morgue?
The morgue, yeah, that room. And that room is kept closed. That room is kept closed. Some melee, the tomb is not his. In other words, suppose in an apartment building, so there is a mess in one apartment. Does that mean that if a kohen is the occupant of another apartment, he has to run out in the middle of the night? Hospital. He only has to make sure that the door shouldn't be open. And even if the door opens, but if, let's say, between the room where the mess is kept and the room where the kohen is, there are many doors that have to be open, as long as all the doors are not open, so tum is not easy. Unless to be a situation, let's say there is a mess in the morgue on the 10th floor, and then there is a kohen visiting a chele on the second floor, and then all the doors will be open. So that's highly unlikely. It is vex. I mean, who has to be chayshish for all these things? So in kele, in iklichares, there is a loch of tzomet posel. So then there is no reason in the world, no basis for the psak. I'm sorry to say, I heard some rabbonim pass, a kohen shouldn't be mevakeh, that is kineged ator, and it's a harsh psak, because it's not so, because it's the chance that all the doors between the door of the room where the kohen has been and the room where the mess is all should be open. I mean, I don't know, it's a chance probably once in 100,000. I mean, that's how it appears. You know how hospitals are constructed, you know. So it's a different floor, and every floor has a separate door, and then it has, and in the morgue itself. So it's not that in the first room the mess is kept. The morgue itself consists of many rooms. And then one room, and then another room, and another room, then there the mess is kept. So in other words, there is no Pisiach Tefach all the way. So there is no reason in the world as to why a kohen should not be allowed to be mevakeh a chele in the hospital. No reason in the world. And this is just arzoyes under the guise of Aloha to paskin such an arzoyes, such a harsh psak. I'm very outspoken about it. I'm not outspoken against chumras, provided the chumras do not involve insensitivity to chayim, to unfortunate people. So mele, that's because an odom tumah is not yeitze to be mitame an odom unless there is a pesach. That's how tefa bring tefa. But if the door is closed, even if there is a nechef in the door, some mele. Some mele, the tumah is not Jesus. I once, many years ago, so I had a shaila. There was a hospital in Washington Heights many years ago on Wadsworth Avenue. So that was a very small hospital. A very small hospital. So small that the same door for which people, visitors, doctors and visitors used when they entered the hospital, it was used for taking out the mestum. Of course, it's not shayach in big hospitals. A mess is never taken out through the same door that a visitor uses. That hospital, he said, they are not allowed. And unfortunately, even that small hospital, and was so heavy. So they had a number of mace in it. So there is aloche that if safe, tume lotze is, so then it's mikabel tume, it's maybe it's a tume, even when the mess is not there. Since the mess is destined to come out through a certain door, so a kayan is not allowed to enter through that door. Unless there is a possibility that the mess will be taken out through another door. But if there is only one door for which the mess can be taken out, so safe to Molotze is, so is Mitam. There is a machlekes. Most poskim say midraise, the shach says it's on midrabonon. So then I asked that. But like this, there is no basis for us. Anyway, I got off my tangent. And the reason as to why I got off my tangent, because I get so many calls. So many calls. Because more and more Rabbonim passing today, a Kayan cannot visit a Chayim. At one time I had a shank, I was shocked. A very firm bentor, his wife was sick, and somebody who considers himself a basic, in my opinion, is not allowed to pass Kishalas. It's a Chil Hashem that he's involved in passing Kishalas, told him he cannot visit his wife. More than we could. The aloch is like that, so you give a dinner, so you have to do everything. But the aloch is not like that. It's new alochas, and they don't know the dinner. So that's why I got off my attention. Because you don't know how many telephone calls I get. Even now I get. Of course, the real rabbonim, the real poskim, don't pass in such a ridiculous way. But you know, there's some, you know, especially among the young poskim. They think that who have little knowledge, and that's worse than no knowledge. So they pass on this way. So that's why I got off my tangent. You'll forgive me, I mean, that I became so excited. Because I get too many calls. When they got a call from my mentor, that a certain Rav, I won't mention the name to anybody, that they passed him, he cannot visit his wife, he's a Kayan. He cannot visit his wife, he's a Kayan. And it's a big hospital. It's a big hospital. You know, Mount Sinai, something. Some mele, there is certainly a mess in the morgue. So what? But it's behind Chadore. The tomb is not Jesus. Okay. But, Tricheres, the aloche is, that if there is any nekef, any poor, so then, in the Eil HaMes, it becomes stone. But Sheiki Shebisela does not require its own person. In order that Tumah should, it should become Tomei, so then it has to be Tefach al Tefach, Behum Tefach, Venitzricha Tzomit Person. So the Rav, Imi Be'il HaMes, Matzeles al Masha B'Seicho. Suppose there are Echlin in the Sheikis. So even if he doesn't have a summit person, it's not tightly covered. There's a whole year, there's a whole day, as long as there is not Pesach Tefrach. So it's Matzeles and the Eichon Shebisech. Bikisa Livat, Bilei Summit Person, Bifishein Och Shuva Kli, Eloki Be'a Videis, like a Be'a, Shematzilim Alma Shebisechom, Bikisa Livat. Ve'eino Pesach Samikvi. Now, So, what does it mean, ve'ino piseles? Ve'ino piseles is a mikve. So the pashtus haloshni. Let's see what the Rav says. Im noflo mikshomi miseicha lo mikve, ein nechshovi mayim shuv lifles a mikve. Because when do mayim become shov, if the mikshomim drop into a keli? But this is not a keli. It has a biskim, but it's kavua bikar. Now, hoisokli v'chibro bisit. But suppose it was a real kli. So again, according to the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnim, in Pirkei of Poro, Mishne Zayin, so hoisokli v'chibro bisit. Regardless whether it was covenantly safe, chokiti, or chokiti safe cover, even if it was safe chokiti, so then it's a good keila, because tolish lisef chibrei is avet tolish, and the fact that he didn't have a shem keila tolish is only important in regard to my imshu trouble, but he has no significance in the rice. However, according to the Rav Batinore, according to the Rash, according to the Rosh, so since the Reish of the Mishnah has reference to a tolish decay, shakes, but Chibrei believes safe chokike. So Mele, the safe of the Mishnah is limited to the case of chokike believes safe covenant. Hoysokli for Chibro Bisit in Malimbo and Chokiki Lisev Kove in Malimbo, Mikachimbo, Umazinimenu, Utsrichet Samit Posel, Upiseles Samit. Nikfo Milmato, Oimi Asad, so the Reishe of the Mishneh definitely discusses the psul of shuvim, because it says pseles amikve, ine pseles amikve. It doesn't discuss whether it can be table b'seichel. If it discussed the question whether it can be table b'seichel, so then it should say table b'seichel, ain't table b'seichel, pseles, ine pseles, regabi shuvim. How about the seife? That's not so posh. Nikvo mumato. Suppose the sheikis had an ekev. So without an ekev, it is a keil. In other words, it was a kli v'chibro b'sit. Let's say it was choki keil lifseif kovi. So it was a keil. But then he made an ekev in the shulai. Oy min asad, or even not in the shulai. Shulai is dead, the bottom. Natsad means in the wall. So if there was a nekif, no matter, or in the wall, when he chilly kabel mayim koshe, is clear. If the nekif is so low in the wall that, let's say it's right here, mamish near the bottom, so as a result of that nekif, it will not be capable of containing any water. Nothing, because everything will leak out. Suppose the nekev is here, so it is capable of containing the water up to here.
Yeah.
It might even be capable of containing memso. But if the nekev minatzat is so low that vein yechilo likabel mayim kolshei, so low, so is kshel. Is kshel, because then the shem keli is poka. The shem keli is poka. V'chamo yie b'nekev. In order that the shem keli should be poka, kishveras aneit. So the pashtes of the Mishnah is and the Rambam explains the Mishnah that way, that not only the Reish of the Mishnah is reference to the Psul of Mayim Shuvim, but the Seif of the Mishnah also has reference to the Psul of Mayim Shuvim. However, the Gemara in Yevames mentions this Mishnah of Shekesiu, Shehoysa B'Yerushalayim, V'Hoysa Nikuvo Kishveras Anit, and there the Gemara says that because of the Nekev, so what the Mishnah is, V'Hoyu Kalatara Shebirushalayim Nasis Algabo. But what does it mean, Taras Algabo Nasis Algabo? So it could mean two things. It could mean that, let's say, there was a mikveh, a real mikveh, and then there was, on the side of the mikveh, there was a shekes, like a wall, a shekes. And that shekes had a nekev kishveras anait. It had a piskibu, and it had a nekev kishveras anait. So mine from the mikveh went in through the nekev into the shekes. So the pshat in the Mishnah could be that v'hoysa b'shekes yiru shehoysa b'Yerushalayim v'hoysa n'kuvo kishveras anait v'hoyu kol atavar sh'Yerushalayim nasis al gavo. It could be that people were table killing in the shekes itself, not even the mikveh. So then he discusses another thing, not the psul of shuvim, discusses of the of mikvoit kishveras anait, not the psul of shuvim. But the pshat in the Mishnah could be Maise b'sheikis yehu shoyisu b'Yerushalayim v'yisu mikuvo kishveras anait v'yu kratara shebirushalayim, let's say all the kelim that were used for truma and so on, so it were not from the mikveh, but water from the sheikis poured into the mikveh. I mean, before it was memso. Some mele, if not for the shveras anait, it would be shov. Let's say you already had the mikveh memso before the water from the shekes came into it, so then it doesn't pass. So even a thousand some of mayim shuvim, if they are poured into the mikveh, so they become toy. But all the mikveh itself had very little water, didn't have memso, had tenso. And then it was filled up with the mikveh through the water that was poured into the shekes, and then it went through into the mikveh. So if the nekev is less than shveras anait, then it will be shov. You couldn't even be able to kill in the mikveh. But if the nekev is shveras anait, you could be able. So that too. So this Mishnah, when the Mishnah says "V'hoyu kalatara shebirushalayim nasis al gabal," can be understood in two ways. One way is that the taras was done in the shekes itself. Then we have to resort to Yerov Mikvoyes. It's not a question of a shov. So we need shveras anait, so Yerov Mikvoyes. So there's the aloche. That if, let's say, you have a cedar table middle near the yam, and there is an opening of shveras anait water coming from the yam into the cedar table middle, so a tummy can be table in the cedar table middle. It doesn't even have to enter to immerse itself in the yam.
Why is that?
Because it will be mikvah shveras anait. So in other words, if you have a mikveh here, and then you have a mayim shuvim here, and you have a wall between, and you have a nekev of a shveras anait in that wall, so then you can be table the mayim shuvim, because the two mikvois are becoming intermingled into one mikve. So when you are table in the cedar table middle, since there is a shveras anait water coming from the yam to the cedar table middle, so you it's considered as if you are table in the yam.
Yes.
When a person is table in the Atlantic, So suppose he's staveling one little spot in the Atlantic, but it means he was staveling the whole Atlantic. He was staveling the whole Atlantic. The whole Atlantic, from United States to Europe. You don't say that if a person immerses himself in one spot, one little corner here, that he was stable only in that little corner. He was stable in that corner, he was stable in that other corner, because of him, of Mikvayish Sharasanit. So Mele, this Mishneh could be understood in two ways. One way of understanding it is, Maise Bisheikas Yehu, Shehoiso Birushalayim, Vehoiso Nikuvo Kish Verasanit, Vehoyu Kolatari Shibirushalayim, Nasi Salgab, Nasi Salgab. So, in other words, that the Tares were done in the Sheikas, the Kalim were immersed in the Sheikas, and still it was a good feeling because of Erev Mikvayish Verasanit. So then it has nothing to do with the Din in the Reisha, because the Reisha doesn't discuss Erev Mikvayish. The Reisha discusses the Halacha of Shuv. Here he discusses another halacha. So then it's strange. How come that the Reisha discusses the Psul of Shuvim, and then the Mishnah jumps to the Din of Erev Mikvayish? But the Gemara in Yevamos mentions this Mishnah the Gabei Erev Mikvayish first. So that tends to mention that this Mishnah of Nasu al Gabo, it really means that the Kalim were immersed in the Sheikas, not the Mikvah. But there's another pshat in this Mishnah, that this Mishnah doesn't mean, when it says V'hoyu kol ataros sheberushalayim nasi sal gabo, that the Kalim that were used for Truma were immersed in the Sheikas. No, the Kalim were all immersed in the Mikvah. But the Mikveh did not have them so ab initio at the very outset. Ab initio it had, let's say, tens. And then people poured in. And then poured in. So then it becomes show for Tvisa Seadola directly. But it rained into the Sheikas. And then from the Sheikas, it came into the mikveh. So the memsor were filled up as a result of the mikshomim that first dropped in the sheikas, and then from the sheikas they dripped into the mikveh. So if there is no shiferas aneid, then you couldn't be table kelim in the mikveh either, because of the psul of maim shuvim. But if there is a shiferas aneid, then there is no psul of mayim shuvim, so we can take. So then the question arises, so why does the Gemara in Yevamos mention it like a bear of mikvayis? Now, from the Rambam mentions the whole Mishnah, the Reisha and the Seife, like a psul shuvim, not like a bear of mikvayis. He mentioned the Din of Erev Mikvayish as an aid also, but another halacha, not in this context. So according to the Rambam's Perush, the whole Mishnah, the Reisha and the Seife, discuss exclusively the question of Shuvim. How is it that the Gemara in Yevamos mentions the Seife of the Mishnah as a raya for the Halacha of Erev Mikvayish Verasanit? So the Gesef Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, when the Gemara in Yevamos mentions Maise b'shikas yehu shehoiso b'Yerushalayim v'hoiso nikuvo k'shveras aneid v'hoyu kol atare sheb'Yerushalayim nasi sal gabo. It's not this Mishnah, it's a braise. There is a braise. The braise is reference of to Erev Mikvayish Veras Aneid, but the Mishnah discusses something else. It just happens you have the same lush. So Omar Abiyudah ben Seir, Maise b'shikas yehu shehoiso b'Yerushalayim ואיסו ניקובו כשוור הסנאי, והיו כה אתרס שבירושלים נאסיס על גבו, ושוחו בשמי ופוחסו, שבשמי אמרים עד שיפרסו, שבשמי ישחניק, הנדהול הלוחה, לתשוור הסנאית, is a constitute and according to Bishamai, there is the psul of shulim also, even if there is a shverasanit. Unless the nekef wants for the major part of the kel, if it is cracked in most of the kel, there's the deif nakele, so it's cracked, let's say, from here to here. But if you have a shver sanei, or even more than shver sanei, according to Bishamai, you cannot be table in the shakers. And furthermore, if Mechshomim will drop into that shakers, it is the taste of Biskibu, even if there is a shver sanei in the wall of the shakers, so then, and that water comes into the mikveh, so it's possible Mishimshu. According to Bisham. Bisham for Bisham, Bashur, Shibisham, Achieve the Zerubo. But according to Bisham, is Kishver Sanet. Now let's see the Rav. Vichamo Yehei Binekev, Levatle Mitir Askli, Shalo Yitzel Samikve Mitam Shile, Kishver Sanet, Vishiurei Sheyu, Shteyezboi Shal Yad, Hasmuches Ligedel, Chesris Birof Bon, Biriach. These two fingers, so you use the width of these two fingers as a diameter, and then you draw a circle around these two fingers, the width of these fingers, so that circle, that's the size of a shver sanit. If there is a shver sanit water that fills up this kind of a nekev, you know, that has a diameter of the rechav of two boys, so then there is a mikvois and it doesn't pass them in such a way. Sheikah siyu kacho isu nikhas v'chol tare shirosholayim nizbolim al gabo shemabilim b'seicho v'isim tares v'lo hoyo b'sheikahs memso v'lo mikve sholot Hoyo bitzido, umeyashekes misalvim bei derach nekev kishifers. So Israshe from the Roshon of the Rav is mashma that he understands the Mishneh that there was a mikve sholem without the water, without recourse to the water that dropped into the shekes, then it came. There was a mikve sholem. So in other words, so it's not the aloche of passing Bitera's show, but the question was whether we could be Tevel in the Sheikhs itself. So then, according to the Rav, the Reish of the Mishneh discusses the Din of Psul of Shuvim, and the Sefer discusses the Din of Erev Mikvotz. That's in conformity to the Gemara in Yevomitz. So the Mishneh is forced because the Rambam mentions his din regarding the Psul of Shuvi. So the question arises, but the Gemara in Yevomitz mentions it regarding Erev Mikvotz. So the Mishneh says the Gemara in Yevomitz cites in Ibrais that happens to have the same lashon, not the Mishneh, but the Rambam in Yevomitz. He holds that the Reisha discusses the Psul of Shuvim, and the Sefer discusses the Din of Erev Mikvotz. Shemadil Meserois and Taras Lohoyu B'Sheikis Memso, Ava Mikve Sholem Hoyu B'Tzido, Umeyashikis Misarvim Dei, Derech Nekev Kishiferes, Achitifoch Yisrubo, Afu Yeish B'Nekev Kishiferes Aneid, Leilam Tiraskli Oleo, Achitishopero. Okay, now let's see the Rashi. I don't know. maybe I'll discuss a certain Ravel, a very important Ravel, on this Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah here says, before we go over the Rash and the Rosh, you know, which is quite extensive, maybe we should discuss this din in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nikvo milmato, oy min atzad, ve'nyechelo, so according, let's say, to the Rambat Nore. So the whole Mishneh up to the Chamayim, up to Nikvah Mumato has reference to exclusively to the Psul of Shuv. After Nikvah Mumato, also there's a question whether it is reference to the Din of Yom Mikvois or the Psul Shuv. Now, Nikvah Mumato, Oy Min Atzad, Vein Yechilu Yikabu Mayim Kol Shein Kshir. So, V'chamoye B'nekef, Levatlim Terskli, Ki Shalo Yifzel Esa Mikve Mitam Shib. So, the Rash says, the Rav Bat Nore doesn't say it, because from the Rav, it's mashma, it applies to both cases, where the nekef is in the Shalayim Amesh and where the nekef is in Atzad. But the Rash says no. Because on the basis of the Tisefte, the Rash says of the Tafrabreza, so the Omul Chavir Shalosh Regolim, the Omule, the Filukim Limachat, so it doesn't pass the Mishum Shuvim. So mainly, if there is a nekef, so according to the Rash and the Rosh, if there is a nekef in the Shalayim Amesh, then even if the nekef is much less than Shversani, Kimachat, a minimum nekef, so then the mind that comes, the Mitzvah that wrapped into the Sheikas, do not become true. Even if the nekef is a minimum nekef, Kimleimachat. However, if so low that beneath the nekef it couldn't contain any water, mamish, tangent to the shulai. It couldn't contain a drop of water. But since the nekef is not in the shalayim, the nekef is in the wall, so then it doesn't passel unless the nekef is gishveras on it. But if the nekef is more thick and blumachat, heavy gishveras on it, 3/4 of gishveras on it, so then any mind that dropped, any mikshon that dropped into the sheikes becomes shov. So if the nekev, a minimum nekev, is in the shalayim amesh, even if it's a minimum nekev, it doesn't become shov. But if the nekev is not in the shalayim, it is in the tzad, even though it is so low in the tzad that beneath that it couldn't contain any water. But since it's not the Shalayim Amesh, so then if the Nekef is less than Shveras Aneid, any Mikshomim that falls, that drops into the Sheikes becomes Shom. The question is, what's the difference? Monefshah. So according to the Rambam, there is no Kash. Because according to the Rambam, it doesn't make any difference. And it's Mashma. According to the Rav also, that the Chamoye Benekev Kishveras Aneid, Chamoye Benekev Kishveras Aneid, it tells us, applies not only to a Nekev Natsat, even to a Nekev Numat. So then there is no difficulty. But according to the Rash and the Rosh, so the Chamoye Benekev Kishveras Aneid applies exclusively to Nekev Natsat, but if the Nekev is in the Shalayim, then it protects it against Mayim Shuvim, even a minimum Nekev. So the question is why? Why is it if? So the Mishnah Achrein is that Kash. The Mishnah Achrein is Kash. And of course, the same Kash you could ask according to the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that the Chamoye bin Ekev is Shver Asanei is at the Nani, you couldn't test that Kashi according to the Rambam. Because Rambam is not. No, according to the Rambam it's not difficult. Because according to the Rambam, the Chamoye bin Ekev Shver Asanei applies not only to Nekev Metzad, but to the Nekev Numato too. But the Rashi and the Rosh say, on the basis of the Sefte, it applies only to Nekev Metzad. So the question is, why is there a difference? So, Velvet says something very brilliant. Now he mentions a Mishnah in Po. A Mishnah in Po. He says something very brilliant. Perikei of four Mishnah Zayin. Hakeiki shebisal. In malin bo, vein ikachin bo, vein mazin imeno, vein etzricho samit pos. Bisal samit. Boi sotri, vechib rabisit, in malin bo, in ikachin bo, u mazin imeno, u tzricho samit pos. U bisal samit. Nikvo nomad. Here he's discussing the Gabi Mil Mechato, so there is the reverse. Kele is a Maile, and not Kele is a Chisa, the reverse of Shuri. So, Nikvo Mumato, suppose there is a Nekev in this way, Upok could be smarted. So then he covered it, he pushed in a rag to cover up the Nekev, so that the water will not leak out. Hamayim shebiseicho is psul. Then if you fill up the mayim chayim in it, so it's possible. Why? Ipnei she'eino nagulin kli. Because since it has a nekev, so it doesn't have a shem kele. If it doesn't have a shem kele, so mimele, the milu mayim chayim, the milu mechatos, and the ifa po'o is possible in it, it has to be done in a kale. Yeah. Agulinkli. Minatzad. But suppose the nekev is not in the Shalayim Amish. It's in the wall. Upokiko bismardut. And he again filled up, plugged it with a rag. Hamayin shebisil hakshem. Then it's discussion. Mipnei sheim agulinkli. Because it is a kale. So, let's see the Rash here. The Knesset of Magulim Kli. Kleimar she'in kli misabi pesamai. The nekef shall mato mivatle mitiras kli. Vaflutolush vistime shall smartut loy mishavile kli. Avotisha nekef minatzad yesh kli as kli olof. O mikachi maim shebisecho sha kli misabi bom. Vahaino agulom kikli. So in other words, so the Rash and the Rosh, they apply the Mishneh to the case where the Nekev is a Nekev that is Mafkiah the Shemik, Mafkiah Tum, let's say Nikvecharas. So if it is, has a certain Nekev, Kimitzizayis, whatever, so then it's not Mikabotum. So this is reference when it says Nikfomu Mato, it is reference to a Nekev that is Mafkia de Shemkel. From Kabbalah Stume. So then if the Nekev is in the Shalayim Amesh, even though he plugged it, so what if he plugged it? But it has a Nekev Kimetz his eyes. So it's not Mikabel Tumme, it doesn't have a Chalation Kele. So how can you use it for Mil Mechatos and for Eva Po? But if the Nekev is not sad, and the Nekev is not sad, not very low. So beneath the Nekev, it still can contain water. So Mele, up to the Nekev, it has a Chalation Kele. So Mele, it can be used if we can fill up to the Nekev enough water for Hazoya al Gabit Meisin, so up to the Nekev it has a Chalishan Kile, so Mele it's a Gulakli. However, the Rambam in Pirusha Mishneh and the Rambam in Yod HaZoko, they apply it to a small Nekev, not like the Rash and the Rosh who apply it to a big Nekev that is Mafkia Kabbalah Stume, commits his eyes, let's say, because in a Klicheres, so what Nekev is Mafkia Tume, commits his eyes, in a Kliyeitz, commits a Rimen, I mean whatever. So, but the Rambam in Pirusha Mishneh and the Yod HaZoko, he applies it to a small Nekev, no matter how small, the smallest Nekev possible. So if there is a Nekev in the Shalayim Amish, let's say Meitzim Ashki, how large does the Nekev have to be to leak out? The smallest Nekev is enough to cause a leak, so all the water in due course will leak out. So if there is the smallest Nekev and then he plugged it, and then he filled it up with me, Maim Chayim, it's not kosher. Because it's in our Gulokli. So the Loshon Rambam is, but if it is in Natsad, so then if he plugged it and the water doesn't leak out, so then it's okay. Now let's see the Loshon Rambam, Pirush HaMishneh. Bitachteim Visosam Zaneket. Bigluyei Aschoveis Vuasha Nikrus Martutin Hine Amaima Shabazea Kile Psulin Likadish Lazmen Lifisheila Amaim in Nochim Alehekev Kile. So not like the Rash and the Rosh. They emphasize the fact because it doesn't have Vishen Kile. He says, the Rambam says something else, the Chazok the same thing. The water does not rest if there is a Nekev. Even though you put a little leg to plug up that Nekev, so the water that rests and that smartut and that leg is al-pidin considered to rest on the karak, not in the keel. However, not because it doesn't have a shankile, because according to the Rambam, even the smallest nekev that is not mafkiatum, just meitzimash, so it's not mafkiat shankile, it'll still be mikabotume. But since without the smartut, the water would leak out on the karaka, wouldn't remain there. What prevents it from leaking out the smartut? Some mele, the water rests on the karaka, not on the kele, because there is no kele there. The smartut So the smaltut is considered as if you put a smaltut, a rag, on the kark, and then water runs over it. So we say that the water rests on the smaltut, it rests on the kark. You put a mat on the kark in the street, and then there's a lot of water. So we don't say that the water is noch on the mat. The water is noch on the kark, on the kark of the street. So here too, if there is the smallest neck, and without the smaltut, every drop of water in the shakers would run out on the kark. What prevents it from running out? The smaltut. So in effect, the water that lies on top of the smaltut really lies on the kark. So the melee, it's possible with mechatos, because mechatos, so every drop of water of the mechatos has to rest on the kele, not on the kark. Mashim kein, if the nekef is kishiferas aneit, I'm sorry, if the nekef is nazad, so then, and you clog it with a smaltut, so then the water doesn't rest on the tzad, the water rests at the bottom. So mele, all the water that is in the kele, that is in the shakers, is considered to be resting on the kele. So it's koshal mechatos. This is how the Rambam explains it in Pirush HaMishneh and in Pirk Vov of Por. Because I don't want to spend the time in it. In Pirk Vov of Por, where it mentions this Mishneh, some Meile Rav explains the Rash and the Rosh. The question is raised by the Mishnah, according to the Rash and the Rosh, so the Chamoyed Nekev Kishvara Sameid applies only to a Nekev Natsad. And a Nekev Natsad that is so low that it couldn't be Mikapu Mayim Kosh. So then a small Nekev is not machsher at mitzat shulim, only big nekef like shiferas aneid. But a small nekef does not. So, but if the nekef is in the shulayim amesh, then even kimli machat, much less than shiferas aneid. So protects it against the psul of shulim. What's the difference? So the Mishnah says, especially the Rabbonon, so Ravel says very simple. In other words, but if it is Shveras Aneid, then there is no psul of Mayim Shulim. So he says, he mentions Rav Netam Shite in Gittin and Chagige, Gittin Daf Tzayin, Chagige Daf Chof, Yevomes Daf Chof, Rav Netam Shite, because there is a kasha, the Sheni Meski kasha. Erev mikvoyes kishveras aneid. And then the Gemara says, tefeach einechim, tefeach latfeach havechim. So the question is, but shveras aneid is much more than tefeach latfeach. So Rav Netam says that the nekef has to be kishveras aneid, but not all water does not have to go through the whole nekef. In other words, if you have a wall between two mikvois and there is a nekev, and the water, the level of the water reaches the bottom of the nekev, even though it doesn't go through because it only reaches the bottom of the nekev, and only tefiach latfiach water goes through, so it's already, they already have your mikvois. This is the shita from Rita. So the nekev has to be kishveras aneit. The nekev has to be kishveras aneit. But the mayim that go through the nekev doesn't have to be kishveras aneit. It only has to be tefeach latfeach. The Ri is chelik, and the Ri says that not only the nekev has to be kishveras aneit, but the whole nekev kishveras aneit has to be filled up with water. But how about the kashe The Gemara says, Tefeach. Is in a chibur. Tefeach la tefeach av a chibur. So the answer is, when the Braise says, Tefeach chibur, Tefeach la tefeach in a chibur, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that katafras av a chibur. But still, there has to be a connection of tefeach la tefeach. So then, because of the Aloch of Gudachis, so even without Shifaras and need water, so there is a Chibur. But Bimokim Shove, then if Tefiach HaTefiach is not Chibur, and we need Kishfaras and Eid. That's the Shite of Rabotam and the Ri, in Gittin Dafte Zayim, a very big tasteless, a very basic tasteless in the Quran. So the question is, how is Rabotam Shite to be explained? What is it? The Nekef has to be Kishver Saneh, but the water does not have to go through the whole Shver Saneh, just a mash of water of the Ferhat here. So what is the purpose of Shver Saneh Nekef? What is a souvenir? Is it a symbol? What's the purpose? So Ravel says that from Rabbi Tam we see, first of all, here the Mishnah says, but then there is a Mishneh that if you have a cavity in a mikveh and there is water, let's say in the cavity, so if there is any connection between the mikveh and the cavity, so then it's mechubar nur. And if you are tevilim machat in the cavity, in the mikveh, it's a good feeling. But there is no Shveras Aneid. So what do we see? From that everybody says that when is it necessary to have a Nekek Shveras Aneid when there is a Mechitza between the two mikvahs? In other words, you have a mikveh here and you have a mikveh here and there is a wall. So the wall is a mafzik. So mainly it's two separate mikvahs. But if the wall has a Nekek Shveras Aneid, then it's not Chitza.
One mikveh.
What? It's one mikveh. But if you don't have a wall, a mafzik, you have a mikveh, but then you have certain cavities in the mikveh, you know. On the upper level, you know, you have a full mikveh. And then near it, so you have a cavity, and there is a little bit water in that cavity, and then one was immersed Machti Mishneiyos in that cavity. So as long as there is Tefeach LaTefeach water connecting, coming from the mikveh to the cavity, so it's a good feeling. Because there is no mafzik, there is no wall. So mainly the shiur of Shveras Aneid is only shayach when there is a wall that is chesed. So the shiur is not in mai, it's a shiur. It is shiur to negate the chatzitze of the wall. So if there is a nekev that for which that is large enough that if the level of water is high enough, so then shveras aneid water will go through. So even though at the present moment the level of the water, the top level is not so high, but only tefiach latfiach water goes through, so it's already not considered as a mafzik. It's already not considered a mafzik. I'll give the lashon of it. He explains it very well, nicely. Vinei, that's on the Rambam of Perek Vod, Melchas Mikvoyis Halachayim, Hashechi Shebisal. Vinei, Biteisves, Biyivomesham, O Vigitin Tavse Zayin, Hikshu Al Hoditnan, Eruv Mikvoyis, Kishiferas Aneit, Vatnam Misachas Tares, Dimashke Tefeach Ein Echibo Litare, Aval Tefeach La Tefeach Chibo, אבי פוחס מחשבר סנית ויתיר סבשים רבנתם תינקב בינן שבר סנית אבל במים הבוי מסך הנקב סנו בטפיח להתפיח עד כאן והביר בזה דערי הודי בינן שיעור את שבר סנית לעיני רוב היינו דווקא יחדי כהפסק מחית תינחשבו כשני מקבויס שאין בכל אחס מהן כשיעור אבל בלוי הפסק מחיצה הרי קיימלון תיסגי בקורשום, חייתנם בפרק ועובדי מקבויס, משנה א', חורי אמורו וסדקי אמורו, מדלבן כמו שאי, דוויז נורש, נקל כשבר הסנית. וגם בקורשום הוחשיב עם רוב יחד, ורק היחדי כהפסק מחיץ שומו דנמרו הלוך אדיר ומקוי שבר הסנית. והכוח הוחסי ורבנתם, תהי כשיר זה הוא על הנקף, תכל שיש בי הנקף כשבר הסנית, הרי נחשובים כמקווה אחס, על דיהך נקף המחבות, אבל במים עצמון לקה שיעורי, וביטח להתפיח סג, זו אישית עשרב נתם, אולו מורי ביטס ושום פולק למתם, וסייבד נקף, מולמים בינון שבמים עצמון, יהיה כשבר סנית. אין שם דירתי, פיני צורך יום, לשיט עשרי, דיבינון גם במים בשבר הסנית, אם הוא משום דיסייבר, תיכול יסיידך שיעור את השבר הסנית, על המים נאמה, דלדישי או מים בשבר הסנית מערבי, ישחל כאן אותם, אוי דנאים דהובד גם לשיט עשרי, איקר יסוד השיעור לשבר הסנית נאמר על הנקף, ולא על המים, יוכמו לדעס רבנתם, ואין לשבר הסנית אין כלל בשיעור את המים, רק כל יקרה הוא משיעורים שנאמר בנקף. אבל הסביר עליה לאורי, דימיין ביקולי מים אין הנקף מלדי נירוף. די זה מקסס נקף של מים, איז נתיבן קנסיד את זה נקף. איז לא מצטרף, והי כנקף שחוץ למקרה. ולמצטרף לדינרף, ורק נקף שיש בחלולי, ורק נקף שיש בחלולי מים הוא דימי אל משפערף, משמוח לדבינון גם במים כשבר הסנית. אבל עיקר השיר, של כשבר הסנית נמרה הנקב לא למים. תיסי דין הוא, תיסי דין אלו משורים שנם מקודם בשביל שני מים. Then he comes to the conclusion that there is also a grease with Rabbanatam. But if he doesn't, if water doesn't go through, so the nekev is considered like a nekev chusel mikve. Then, the next paragraph. Vine biporo perikei bosarach masnissen da sheish shebesala תעניק ומומטו ופוקקו בסמרטות, המים שבסייך הפסולים, מפני שאין מהגונים כלי. מן הצד ופוקקו בסמרטות, המים שבסייך הקשרים, מפני שמהגונים כלי. ואין שם ברשו וראש ופירשו, דמיירה בנקף המבט ומתרס כלי, ולהוך המים שבסייך הפסולים, מפני שאינם בכלי, וזהו פירושו, דאינם הגונים כלי, רוצלי מעל ושנזבט לו מתרס כלי על די הנקף. ומן הצד הקושר, היינה שישיעו כלה מן הנקף ולמטו. אולם ברמב״ם פרק ווף מלחספור אדומה, הלוך ווף כוסה עזור לשם כלי חרש שניקה בכנס משקה, עם מלו מקצ'ן בי, אבל ניקה במייצי משקה, מקצ'ן בי, כלי שניקף ולמטו, it means, עם מייצי משקה, the smallest נקף possible, נת מפגיע תומה, ויסות מי בסמרטות עם פוסל, שהמים שבי אינן הליגו הכלי, אלו על הפקק חוי נוקו מן הצד ופוקקי הרי זה כושר דמליס ולקדיש ולהזיס ממנו הרי דינוק התיימד אפוסטל לפי שהמים חשובים כמו נוחים על הפקק ולכוס המפשיטוס ולשמפת ומתרסקוי והנירה מדבר הרמב״ם לפורש למסניסן דיקיימה בנקף כהי שמבט ומתרסקוי וכן ישני כבר רק מייצי משקי, ולא ככנס משקי, דשן כלי עולה, מכל מוקי, so why is it possible מחטוס? Because the mind that lies on the smartut, in as much as the smartut is in the shulaim itself, is in effect lying on the karak, outside the smartus. Suppose you have a mat on the street, and then you pour water on the mat, you say that the water rests on the mat, the water rests in the street and the car. So, when you have the ram, the forest must listen, the kind of the neck, the high shin vat from the square, or when you shinik for rakim eitzi mashki, the lady kinis mashki, die schien klar lau und mit kaum okay moja nekeft nur mato ay und pocke ke bis mato ta mein sui mit ne schamai mach schuben ki noch mal gab ja abkack de leubikli aber moja nekeft na zaz schiva mein noch bikli und schein wie zeu perusha de agulinkli wenn na agulinkli Die Masse sind der Kino Pirsch am Mischne der Rambam Schopf, die Kossab, wie soll ich hängen, wie nie Quell akil mit Achteen, wie Sossen sein Necke mit Blui als Chovis, in der Meier, aber sie akli, psuim likadi schel Hasis mehr. Wie viel, schehein, wie viel am Eim in noch im Alekef Kli, wie sehr Kavonas Omre, ja Gull im Kehl, wie moja Necke, wie Zadakli, hin Eila am Eim schir likadi schel Hasis, wie ich noch im Hekef Kli, ולוי משום מהכלי עצמי שנזבטל. ואיני, כי נראה לי, דרמבה מפורש למשנה, דיקאי מבינקף שנובעת ומתרסקלי, ולפי זה דיני קוטון מסניסן, דיבינקף שלמטו בישולי הכלי, אף מהכלי לוי נזבטל ומתרסקלי, מקום מקם המים חשוב עם כמנוח מרגב יפקק, ובינקף שמנצד חשוב עם המים כמנוח מכלי, ונראה דופייך ברושר עם צירך לא יקרה מסניסים בישיר כלי מן הנקף ומטו דאף אם אינו מקבל אסקלאו ממטו מכל מוקים כל שהנקף נצד המים חשובים כבנוחם בכלי because the mind rest on the bottom not on the wall ולא יגב יד קק דירק בקק שהוא בשולי הכלי מכים הנוחס המים הוא דאב דין הוכה דה המים חשובים כבנוחם אגב יד קק ולוי בינקה שנצד, וממילא דכל שהכלי נזבטל, המים שירים לקדש לעזיס מהם. סודן, אדבדם, ופי זה, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the 10th line from the end of the column. ופי זה הרי ישלימה, דהוד איתניה בתיספתי, די בינקף כלשהו מלמטו, אוי בינקף שפרס הנעיד, המים שירים, לאו משום תאי מדיביטל כאלה כסינולה. Die Lien bietet Kehle in dem Akklau Schuhre des Schweres an Eid. Wie gab mir ein Chilik bei sie bei Milmato bin Asad. Rag die Iker Hachschra Maimu mit Nische Nasu Maim Shebi Karakal di Anekif. So Melitz Natschow. Die Chiv Misha Akli Kavua Boretz wo Nokuf Chshiva Maim Shebi Seichai ki Nochin Al Gabi Karak ve Havien Al Zem Maim Shebi Karak u Bozeu Iker Hachshiron mit Din Shive ולעין לידל בסייכי, מפני שהמים חשובים על די הנקף, כמנוחים בקרק יבדי מים שבקרק עליהם, וכמי שכוסר הדין יובי מרבי הגויין, החוסי יצר בספרי, דלעין הדין של תפילה בכלים. לא יתורי יקרה פסול בדין כאלה, רק אם המים נחשבים מים שבקרק, וכי תניה בספרו, מה מים שיקרה בקרק, אף מיקרה שיקרה בקרק, ועל כן שפר ישלימה, דאב דה הכלי לא נזבטל, מכל מוקים קיבן דה הקולפונים, המים נחשבים על די הנקף, כי נוחים בקרקע, די מים שבקרקע עליהם, וקשרים ליטרל בהם, וקשרים ליטרל בהם, because it's not שוב, it's מים שבקרקע, זה דה פלי דה שוב. ועל זהו, די תניה בתיספתי, די מוי הנקף מומטו בשולי הכלי, גם בנקף כמחת, כפוך שיבי המים כמנוחים בקרקע, ואין צירך לשפר הסנית. וחמי במחטוס, זה המים פסורים, פני שחשובים כמנוחים, אגבי הפקק, הוכנה ממהנה זה יסלח שירה, גבי מקווה לסחשר על זה, לסחש מים שקרק. מה שאין כי מנקף שנצד, זה המים חשובים כמנוחים בכלי, עוז לו מסחשר רק, בהויו נקף שפר הסנית, דעוז נסן על די הנקף מים שבקרק, וחמי דנמר החשורת, די נקש ורסנית לאין די נערב, לערב שני מקוויז, ומשבילה כחולה. So the question is, so why if די נקף יש גשבר הסנית? So then, it doesn't become possible in such a show. But after all the mind is noch in the kele. So it should be possible in such a show. The answer is, because שבר הסנית is מיערב די מקוויז. So then it means the water inside the shakers and the water outside the shakers. It's one water. It's like the water in the mikveh. One is stable in one corner, so it doesn't mean he was stable just in that corner. He was stable in the other corner too. So if you have water in the shakes and you have water outside the shakes, so mele, and if there is a shveras on it, so that it's one mikveh, it's one water. If it's one water, so you cannot say that the water rests in you cannot say that the water rests in the keli. If it is one water with the water outside the keli, some mele, and the water outside the keli rests on karke, some mele, this water also rests on karke. Some mele, there is air of mikvois, and it doesn't become shov. Some mele, we don't have to resort to what the Kesef Mishnah says, that in the Gemara in Yevames that mentions this lotion, which Taras Nasas al Gabov has reference to Ibrahim. No, it has reference to the same Mishnah. But even though the Mishnah discusses it, Ligavishov, but it's for the same reason, because of Eir of Mikvois. This is, yeah, I think it's a very fine shot in the Rambam. Anyway, I don't think that I'll have time to go further than I'll be Makif, the Minyan. But tomorrow, I would like to start the Shir early, and I would like to discuss, go over the Rash and the Rosh, and the last Mishneh in Perek Dalet, and then even to start the first Mishneh of Sheikis in Perek Hei. But then there is a Reb Chaim on that Mishneh. I would like to start Belineda. I don't know, I have to say Belineda because I don't know whether it'll be Becholti, I mean, to start early. But I hope that I'll be able to start early, so there'll be a long shiur tomorrow. All right. Hey, in Perek Dalet of Mikvois, and we explained the Rashite, and the Roshite, as to why there is a difference between a Nekev in Yishalayim Mamesh, so then even a Minum Nekev. So he's mitayat that he doesn't become Shov, and the Nekev Nazdodin, even though it's so low that it couldn't be Mikabel any Mayon Lemato, so then it only protects it against Shov if the Nekev is Shveras on it. What's the difference? There's the Mishnah in Iskashi. So I discuss what Ravelo says. Now I want to go back. The Kashi that you raised at the beginning of this year against the Rabban Bat Nore and against the Rosh and against the Rash. They all say that Hashikis Shebisala, in Maulmenu, in Tachimbo, in Mazinmenu, because it doesn't have a Shemkele, so it's not all the Milu Mechatos, Reifaporo. So the Rambam in Perikei of Poro, he applies it to a Shekes that is Mechubele Karka Mamesh, a natural Shekes. Some mele doesn't have a Chalei Shemkele. But suppose the Shekes is a Torah Shekes. It was already knocked out from the mountain, and then it was installed into the Karka again. So in view of the fact that we passed the Tolush list, if people have a Tolush, some mele, it's all Milomai. Even in the case, so even in the case of Chokike, of Kobe Lisef Chokike, that's what the Rambam says. Okay. But the Rav Vadim Bat Nora says, V'imikachim bo in eisni v'por al amayim shebisei chob. The Nochshiv Okli, Vihocha Mayre, Bisela Mechuba, Shechokike, Vafutolu Shechibre Lisifchoki. Where did the Ravadin Bat Noah get that? And that same thing is mentioned by the Rash and by the Rosh. The Gimorim Bovakamed of Samar Zion, Bovasra the Samar Zion, Tzilia shechokike lipseif kovet. So then, if first he hollowed it out, and then he installed it in the karke, so he tedded Shem Caleb bitolush before he was mechaberet likarke. So mele it puzzles the mayim, the tenta, the tzinea, because of shuvi. But kovulis if chokike doesn't pass. But the question is, there the Gemara in Bavakame and Bavasra says the reason is the why. In the case of kovulis if chokike, where he didn't have ishim kile bitolush, so it's not posum tzachov, is because the whole psul of shuvim is in the rabbanon. The implication being, where it's a question of the Raise, let's say according to the Rishenim, that Kuli Shov and Rubi Shov is possible with the Raise, so then Tzinea, she covered with Sifchokike, would also be possible. But here it's a question of the Raise. Milumi Po, Milumi Chatos, and the Ifa Po, it's a question of the Raises. Some apostle, it's a question of the Raises. Some mele, there shouldn't be any difference whether it's covered with if chokike or chokike with if covered. So why does the Rav say, v'ocha mayre b'salam mechubah, shechokike, v'afu tolush, shechibel is if chokike. So mele, it's not choshev kele. It should be choshev kele, because we pass the tolush is if chibra v'tolush, daf shekovi b'keisel. The daf shal nachteini, shekovi b'keisel. So then it's mikabel tume. Why? But mechubah is not mikabel tume. The answer is he doesn't have a chalishem mechubah. Even though he never had the shem kile b'tolush, even now he doesn't. He doesn't. It's not a deal. He doesn't have a biskibu. It's a flat, a log of wood, a daf. So here too, even in the case of chibrei v'lisif chokike, since it's a question of the rice, some mele, so truly doesn't have a shem kele b'tolush, but tolush v'lisif chibrei is avetolush. So that's Shittas Rambam. So that's the kasha by the Mishnah Achreine against the Rambam Nore and against the Rash and the Rosh. Let's see the Loshin in the Mishnah Achreine. Hashaykit shebisela Pirish Arav dimayre bisela mechuga Aflu tolu shechipre lisif chokiki Einikli kibim shel hoyolof shem kli bitolush Vichin kosav horash ויורוש גם בפרקי דיפו ומסיימה כי דאמרים הם פרק המחרס הבייס דף סמבוב ויצור חיר דמסקון דאוסו מפחד דיקובי ולפסיף חוקיקי חווה כלי לכל מילה לצי לגבי דף סנחתנים it's never חוקיקי even now it's still flat has no biscuit Balin Shiva covers if Hokkike in a pistol, Samikli. The Shiva the Rabbon, for Hoka Hoshiv, Mikachinu, Mazin, Vatsolas, some apostle, the Kulu the Raisen in you. So I feel covers if Hokkike avically. So why does he say, the Dafke? So he says, Hoka Mayra Bissalam, the Hupra Shahokkike. Shechokike v'afu tolush shechibrei lisif chokike even if it is chokike v'lipsif kovei so it is still a kosher l'milupor because it's a question of the raise and tolush lisif chibrei yave tolush that's the kash I think that according to the Rav Batinor and according to the Rash and according to the Rosh there is a difference between the psul of Maim Shuvim and the psul and the psu and milu meichatus, because insofar as the psu of Mayim Shuvim is concerned, it doesn't depend dafke upon keli. It can become shov without entering a keli. Let's say if there is tvisas yad olam, it never entered the keli. So it's posul misachov. All right, there is an extra aloche that if there is no tvisas yad olam, but it was just entered the keli midaite, so it also becomes shov. But the main aloche of shov is not based upon filling up a keli. On the contrary, the shita of the Ravid is that kuli shov of tvisas yad olam of milu bikatev is posul midaraisa, but kuli shov through milu bikli midaite, when he didn't shave at biodain, so then he's only posul midarabon. So the psul of shov is not based upon the fact that it filled up here. There is aloche that even the psul of shov depends upon tvisas yad. In other words, what is called shov? Shov is called if it's not mayim bikarak. If it's not mayim bikarak. So as long as the mayim runs on the karake, so it's not shov, so it's bidei shamayim. But the moment the person picks up the water, so then it's not mayim bikarak. But there's an extra aloche. Even if a person was not mimalei bikatev, but it midaite, it filled up the kele, so it's not mayim shebikarak either. But the chalishem of shov does not depend upon the fact that it filled up the kele. The chalishem of shov depends upon the fact that it's not mayim shebikarak. But if it filled up the kele, so then it's not mayim shebikarak anymore. Because when the kele stands on the karke, so then if, let's say, you have something that is not a keli stands on the kavi karke, let's say you have a log of wood that is placed on the karke, and then water pours over it. So then we say that the water that pours over the log of wood is really poured over the karke. But if it's a keli, suppose you can construct a mikveh in the Sears building, on the roof of the Sears building, and it's mayim shebikarak. Why is it mayim shebikarak? There are, what, about 110 floors intervening between the level of the karke and the level of the roof of the Sears building. The answer is, since it's attached to the karke, mimele is considered, so the water that runs on the roof of the Sears building is considered as if it had been running on the karke, the ground below the Sears building. But if you put the keli on the karke and then water runs, fills up the keli, then it's not considered mayim shebikarak, because of the chshivas of the keli. So the mayim is considered mayim shebikli, not mayim shebikarak. So the chalishem, but ligabi yishuvim, the chalishem of shov is based upon the fact that it's not mayim shebikarak. So mele, if shov had been midraise, and let's say according to Rishayim, that kuli shov, or rubi shov, would be is posul midaraisa, so then in Achaname, if it will be sineya shekovev lisip chokikei, so would also be posul. According to the Rishonim, that kuli shov is posul midaraisa, so then if a sineya would be a kovev lisip chokikei, and then the water would go through that sinai, it would be possible. Why? Because tolush lisif chibre is avetolush. So memele, if Tolush Lish Tzipra is Ave Tolush, that means that the Mayim was not be Tarke. The Mayim was Noch, not be Tarke. It was Noch on Tolush, not on Karke. So Mimele, it would be possible Mitzachivim. But seeing Shov is in the Rabbanon, so Mimele, if Kovei, Philip, Seif Chokike, it's not possible. Mashenkin, we got a new poro, where there it's not a question of Mayim Bikarke or Mayim not Bikarke. The halacha is the Mayim have to be in a Kele. So Mimele, there, even in regard to the Reise, as long as the Kele did not have a Shem Chaleshem Kele Bitalush, so Mele doesn't have a Shem Kele, even though Tolush is a Fribris of a Tolush. All right, so it's Tolush. Fine. But a Kele it isn't. A Kele it isn't. Since, in order to have a Chaleshem Kele, so then it must have a Chaleshem Kele. Bitolush. But if it is a Kovei v'lisif chokikei, so it doesn't have a Chaleshem Kele. Tolush l'sif chibi av tolush, fine, it's tolush, but a Kele it isn't. We gotta show whether it is a Kele or it's not a Kele.